Welcome back to Ram Nation Radio. I am Joel Cantalamessa. This segment is brought to you by Ed Bozarth Chevrolet, Colorado's number one Chevy dealer. Former CSU running back Kyle Bell is the general manager of Ed Bozarth in Aurora. And through March, Ed Bozarth Chevrolet is offering friends and family pricing to anybody who comes into the store. I was in there earlier this week. What a fantastic showroom they have, by the way. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, there's no better place to go than Ed Bozarth Chevrolet, where you can get pricing, usually only offered to friends and family year-round, to anybody through the rest of this month. They're at 2001 South of Anna Street in Aurora. Go to Ed Bozarth Chevrolet, ask for Kyle Bell. He'll take care of you. Michael, what a great time of year it is. Mike Rowe sits alongside me. We're tracking SMU, who's up 13 on UConn. That would help bubble teams. You don't want UConn to steal one of those bids. Boise State would probably like to see SMU go on to win that. They're probably not as comfortable as they'd like to be. Again, I think that they're in with a 42 RPI, though. You never know. As regular season champ, that bodes well for them because no Mountain West regular season champ has ever missed the NCAA tournament. Boise State could do some damage in the Mountain West or in the NCAA tournament. Derek Marks is a sharpshooter. He didn't have a great game in their loss to Wyoming in the semifinals Friday, but if he's shooting well, Boise State can give any team fits. Now, San Diego State, you know, with the defense that they play, the athletes that they have, they could also do some damage. I heard John Rothstein, he's one of the analysts on CBS Sports Network. He was talking about San Diego State after their game, their semifinal game on Friday. He said that he thinks that they've got the ability not just make a run in the NCAA tournament, but to win the whole thing. I don't necessarily see that. I think they're talented and they play exceptional defense, as we've talked about, and that will keep you in a lot of games, but they are scoring challenged. They don't score enough, I think, to play consistently and win enough games in the NCAA tournament.
Their defense is going to keep them in any game. I mean, you look at their game against Arizona early in the season, you know, that came down to some final possessions, and it was their defense that kept them in. You look at their win over Utah, same thing. It was their defense. I think Utah had 14 points at halftime in that game. You know, you look at our game Friday night against them. You know, their defense, what was it, 24-18 at halftime, is a six-point ball game. If what they have to have that transition offense. And if you look at the start of the second half, whenever, you know, we came out and started scoring on them, but they started getting back on offense. They started getting the easy buckets. And for a stretch, they were shooting 77% for the first 5 minutes of the second half, and that's whenever they won that game. You know, I think CSU was making the baskets, but they weren't making the stops on defense. And that's the thing: if San Diego State can do that, if they can get those easy transition buckets, you know, they can beat anybody in the nation.
As for Colorado State, what do you think this team has got the makeup to make a run? I like the guard play. I mean, usually we get some pretty good guard play, and then JJ Avila, if he's playing well and he's healthy, that helps, obviously. They play occasional good defense. they can be tough defensively. They'll have some lapses. They're a good rebounding team, and the fact that they can go 8-9 guys deep helps you too. It all depends on the matchup, but what are you expecting in the NCAA tournament?
JJ has to be healthy. That's the top priority. If he's healthy, he's the guy that can score anywhere inside the three-point line. I mean, this kid, he's not afraid to step back and hit some threes. You know, he hit a couple early in Thursday's game against Fresno before he got hurt. You know, but he's the guy. He reminds me a lot of Kevin McHale, the way he moves underneath. You don't know how he gets a shot off, and then he does, and then it goes in. If he's healthy, we need that. And people are going to say, you know, Daniel's got to shoot well. Daniel's got to take good shot, have better shot selection. I think it's more Joe D. You know, he didn't have a good game on Friday. If he played Friday like he did the second half against Fresno, you know, I think that's a different ball game. And he didn't have it. And if you really watch it, a lot of the games come down at when he's playing well, CSU wins pretty easily. And if he's not, then we struggle. You know, and he's one of those guys that, you know, he gets left out. He's not the top two guys. He's not Stanton Kidd. People ignore him. But I think CSU goes the way that he does. And when he's struggling, CSU struggles.
Real quick, what the heck happened to the CSU women? They win the regular season title. They're the number one seed. Then they got to play basically the play-in winner, San Jose State, who was the 8th seed. And they get rolled by 14 points in CSU's first game in the Mountain West tournament. And then now, for the second straight year, after winning the regular season title, are not going to make the NCAA tournament.
Well, I think if you look at the Mountain West, it's not a strong conference for women's basketball. You know, Coach Williams has done a great job. He's a great guy, too, by the way. If you ever have a chance to sit down, talk to him, sit down, have a beverage with him, do it. You know, he comes over to our tailgates, you know, usually every home game. He's an awesome guy, and he's really changed this program. You know, Chris Dinker ruined it after Tom Collin had left, and Jen Warden, I didn't think it'd get worse, and it did. You know, Coach Holt came in, and she tried, but she's not a Division I coach. And he's came in, and he's changed the culture around. You know, he's done a lot of great things, but the conference as a whole is not that strong. And I think a lot of the teams, look at San Jose State. They're the number 9 seed, and they knock off the number 1 seed in CSU. But I think that's just how the conference is. I think 1 through 10, there's not a lot of difference talent-wise. And until we start getting those, you know, the Katie Cronins, the Becky Hammonds, that's what we're going to be. I mean, we'll be one of the better teams in the conference, but we won't necessarily be that team that's just going to walk through a conference tournament because we have the better talent.
Yeah, as you said, Ryan Williams has done an amazing job with the program, but he's got to be scratching his head after that loss. They'll go into the WNIT. They'll get an automatic bid to that as the regular season champ. But you go in probably pretty uninspired, and that could be a one and done. Hope not, but we'll see how that goes. Let's shift briefly to football because we are in the middle of spring football right now, and CSU's got 2 practices in this past week, and they'll now take a break during spring break. They'll have 13 practices remaining, including the spring game on April 18th. Don't forget there's also a game in Denver, a scrimmage in Denver on April 11th. That's going to be at the Broncos facility. What a cool event that's going to be. That's open to all Ram Club and season ticket holders who have renewed their season tickets and Ram Club memberships by the end of this month. So get that done. According to all reports, practices have been intense and quick tempoed compared to teams compared to last year. That's what some of the beat writers were talking about. And Coach Bova said he was pleased with what he saw, although he saw that there was quite a few mistakes, which is to be expected. They're installing all this in the new scheme, but these guys have been in meetings for the last twice a week, and they're spending, I think they said, upwards of 2 hours a week learning the new schemes that he. Bobo said he's already installed the full system, which is amazing because you look back at Fairchild, who has a very complex system. He eased into it. He kind of dumbed it down a little bit until he felt that the quarterback and the rest of the team could catch up to the terminology and all the different aspects of the offense. McElwain kind of did the same, but not as much. He was a little more aggressive in installing his system, but it looks like Bobo's going all in.
Well, I like it. I mean, it makes accountability immediately for all the players. You know, you're having the film study, you're doing your chalk talk, and he's expecting all of them from, you know, the walk-ons to the top recruits to the returning starters to know his offense. You know, and same thing, I heard the exact same things off the practices. He's picking it up. It's quick, 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 quick. And I am really excited about that. You know, I've loved what we've done on offense the last 2 years, you know, but we had that experienced starter in Garrett Grayson. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen next year with our team.
Coach Bobo said he's got 6 goals going into the spring here. Fundamentals, developing toughness, creating competition, installing schemes, identifying playmakers. That shouldn't be hard. You got a couple that are stand out already. And then fighting a starting quarterback, which obviously is going to be where most fans' eyes are looking upon. He was quick to point out after the very first practice that Nick Stevens looked very good. But that's, you know, you're going to have a very green quarterback after having one of the best quarterbacks you've had ever in school history. How much do you think they're going to miss Grayson this year?
Oh, they're going to miss him tremendously. I mean, again, we talked about this in Vegas. We talked about it, you know, earlier in the fall. I think he's one of the top 5 quarterbacks that CSU has ever had. I mean, this is a guy that, even when he was a freshman and he came in, really, really kept his calm, really kept his calm, really, you know, kept the teams, you know, kept them focused as a freshman, as a sophomore, and then we saw the huge changes as a junior and senior. You know, now he's a kid that, you know, not McShay, Kiper said he has a chance of getting drafted in the late first round, early second. You know, so obviously that's going to be tough to replace, but that's the thing. If you look back at what Georgia has done, I mean, they've been able to replace their quarterbacks. They've been able to replace their running backs. You know, Todd Gurley goes out this year, and everyone's like, you know, we lost the Heisman Trophy. Well, the guy that comes in, you know, throws up like 300 yards in a game. I mean, he throws up 1,000 yards on the season. He goes down, and then they bring in another freshman that does well. You know, so that's one of the things I'm excited about Bobo, because he's shown that he can develop players, and he could develop them quickly at the quarterback and at the running back position.
Yeah, that running back position is going to be interesting, too, to see how they, you know, they're going to focus on a running game. I know Coach Friend has talked about the importance of the running game and how the offensive line needs to start dictating games. And they expect to be ahead in a lot of games, and the running game is going to have to wind down the clock and close out games. So that's another point we'll watch as spring ball continues. Football schedule came out a couple weeks ago. Have you taken a look and put your thoughts into how CSU can fare against that?
You know, I'm excited about the first four games.
No doubt.
I think it's great that we open up with Savannah State. I know a lot of people on the message boards are talking about, well, CSU, we need to play a P5 school. You know, we need to play someone better than Savannah State, than UNC. No, we don't. Especially for a first year in the program, we need a game like Savannah State. We need to see, you know, get our quarterback, whether it's Coleman Key, whether it's Nick Stevens, we need to give them some snaps because they haven't had meaningful snaps in a Rams uniform yet. So you open up with that. Then the next week is Minnesota, which I'm excited about. It's going to be a good weekend.
That's going to be your wedding day, right? You still plan on getting married on that day?
That's our wedding day.
And you're going to the game as well.
Yes, we will be at the game for that day. But excited about that Big Ten school coming in. And I think it's a school, you know, they graduated some seniors. They, you know, there's talk about the Broncos actually drafting the tight end that just left from Minnesota. So I think we got a good matchup with a game under our belt. You know, that's a game that could be a toss up. And then the third week of the season, you know, we play our little sisters from the South in the Rocky Mountain Showdown who they're playing their spring game right now. So I don't know if they'll be able to win that spring game. It is against a Pac-12 opponent.
It'll be a tie.
And I know the Buffs don't win Pac-12 games, so we'll see if they win today. I got some people there watching it, so I'll find out on that. But, you know, that's our third game of the season. Then we go to Texas San Antonio. So I like our non-conference schedule. If we come out of there 3-1, 4-0, you know, I think that's going to lead to some big things in the regular Mountain West season.
I'm wondering if this is the year that CSU can catch Boise, get them at home in that first stretch. That fun stretch is going to be Boise, Air Force, San Diego State, those three straight home games.
Yes, I'm excited about that. I'm glad that the Boise game's at home. And, you know, if we find that quarterback and if we get him those snaps early in the season and we build that confidence, you know, if we don't make those bad mistakes, you know, you watched that Boise game last year. You know, Grayson made some bad mistakes early in that game. And then when we were coming back, you know, he tries, you know, we're driving about ready to pull within single digits in that fourth quarter, and he tries to throw across his body and floats one over an open receiver, and it gets intercepted, you know, and that's the end of the ball game right there. So if we get that quarterback and we get that confidence going in, I mean, it'll be a fun, exciting game.
Well, I could go on forever talking about football, you know, Coach Bobo calling plays, how that's going to be interesting. We talk about that down the road. Let's switch back to basketball here, you know, as we're winding up the show here. What would you be happy with as far as seeding goes?
If we just get in, you know, I'm more excited about that. But if we get that 10-11 seed, you know, what they've been showing us, projecting us who we're playing, I like the matchup so far. You know, I'd love to see us play SMU. I don't think they're that dominant team. It'd be great to see Coach Brown and Coach Eustace face each other. Whether it's Georgetown, you know, the Big East has been kind of up and down. I think a lot of those teams are getting in with by reputation as opposed to what they're doing on the floor. So, you know, we get in. I'm excited about it.
I'd be happy just to get in as well. I'd love to see CSU get sent regionally. Like in Omaha would be fantastic as long as you don't get sent across the the country. A big opportunity looming for CSU basketball. It's going to be exciting. That selection show is on in 1 hour. Thanks for listening to this special edition of Ram Nation Radio. Enjoy the selection show. Fingers crossed the Rams not only get in, but get a good draw. Thanks to our sponsors and to our producer, Kyle Berry, for making this thing go. We'll be back next Sunday. You've been
listening
to
Joel Cantalamessa, Ram Nation.